Track 5. Paul continues his chat with sound recordist Eddie Elmhurst about his career after he has established himself in Norfolk with Anglia TV. And he discovers the charity called Chatterbox, where his skills are really valued.
Not so long ago, we had a chat with Eddie Elmhurst about his life in the entertainment business. And then, goodness gracious to me, he joins us at Chatterbox. So, Eddie, nice to see you again.
Good afternoon.
How did you come to be involved in Chatterbox? I mean, you were working still at Anglia?
Yes, I was still working at Anglia, doing my docos all over and everywhere, meeting some lovely people. Mm-hmm. No, my wife worked with a lady, kind of well-known lady here, who's certainly not here anymore, called Maureen Monk.
She was one of the early trustees of Chatterbox?
She was, and she was an actress in her youth, and she had a very very fine voice,
mm-hmm,
so she used to read here.
Right.
Nice lady. Anyway, my wife worked with her at Anglia TV, and it was suggested that perhaps Eddie would be interested in looking at the Chatterbox operation.
Right.
Anyway, I came along and thought I'd help her with the background that I had. And it was quite crude then. It was recorded on audio cassette, you know.
Yes, small cassette tapes.
Yes, there was no sound mixer. I don't think there was.
Right.
And so it was quite crude. You couldn't really edit on those tapes at all.
No, but I suppose we were talking about how sometimes we as readers do make mistakes.
Yeah.
That meant, presumably, you just had to stop, rewind the tape.
Yes, rewind the tape and record over it and it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, all went well.
Yeah.
Then eventually we went to, I think they asked me, if I remembered, to suggest what we should do. So that's when we went to have our digital sound mixing. You know.
Right, and that presumably meant we were recording on memory sticks?
We went straight to a memory stick, yes.
Okay.
Recorded onto the computer and dubbed off from the...
Okay, so you were on one of the teams as the sound recorder?
Yes. So we have four teams,
yeah.
And I was on one of the teams.
Okay.
Paul,
but you also got involved in recording stuff for the Norfolk magazine.
Oh, yes. That was quite fun, really. Our lovely Sarah Lusher, mm-hmm. who, funnily enough, actually used to work at Anglia TV, and she was a very popular lady there, very mm-hmm. pretty lady. Lovely Sarah. Anyway, I'm not allowed to say that sort of thing.
No,
she's just a lovely lady. She really is lovely.
Yeah.
Very enthusiastic. And she said to me, would I like to do a pilot? That's an experimental version, or make an experimental audio version of the Norfolk magazine.
Right.
Anyway, we did that, and we had five readers
in the studio,
in the voiceover booth, and in fact,
which is slightly more than we normally
have. We normally have two presenters with two microphones, and we had three presenters sitting down, and I actually bought a microphone from home, so that I had a three mic mix up. Then we had other people who would come in and out of the studio, so it was all great fun, and it was all quite successful, and we did this over 6 years. I did it for 6 years.
Right.
All coming to an alteration when COVID hit the studio.
Okay, but before we get to COVID,
yes.
The type of thing you did was you would sometimes record people outside?
Oh, yes. To add a bit of extra flavour, I think, as a documentary sound recorder, so I used to go out and probably record people outside. The bishop two or three times.
Bishop Graham. Not the current bishop, but the previous bishop.
Two or three times I did his Christmas message.
Right.
There was one occasion where it was discussed with me on the planning meeting held about 4 or 5 days before we actually recorded the show. The idea was that Gresham School were going to have these Steinway pianos, 20. I don't know, some contractors. So I rang the music director up and said, I hear such and such, and I told him my background and what I do, etc. And I said, is there any chance of me coming up and recording you, perhaps?
Right.
To which he agreed. And I went up there recording him playing the piano in the chapel, one of these Steinways.
Yes, yes.
So I've got that recording. So when on the Monday, when they one of the presenters talk about these Steinway pianos, I can then play the segment of nice music in as well. But
and that's the type of thing you like doing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's sort of the editing and enhancing the spoken word.
I call it painting pictures and sound.
That's, yes, okay.
But I'd spend a whole weekend doing all these sound effects, most from the internet.
Right.
One or two live music shows during the summer, Holcomb I'd go up to
right.
record them and then just waft them in.
Did you have to get permission to record these?
I don't know. No, I didn't actually.
Perhaps I shouldn't have
but
asked
it wasn't,
that
But it wasn't for commercial gain, was it?
No, indeed.
I probably did tell them, you know.
Yes,
By and large, they were always happy, you know.
Well, I think for a charity, is what you know, we're doing it for, yeah.
But I was going to say on one occasion, there was an item about poaching of animals in Kenya and a Norfolk organisation, and so, funnily enough, I was lucky enough to go back to Kenya. I had 3 weeks over in Kenya with Gabby Roslin and the survival crew at Anglia. We filmed in Kenya in the Mara. And I, as a sound man, I had to, I would make wild tracks. Sometimes running my tape recorder for about 40 minutes, you see.
Right.
And come the actual recording of the item for the Monday show, I had the sound effects from Kenya and I wafted that over the...
So the sound effects you'd originally made in Kenya were for Anglia.
They were for Anglia.
But then when we came to Norfolk Magazine...
I still actually had them 20 years earlier. You know?
Right, right.
So I had those, so then I added them onto the show and then, which was rather nice, for when we'd done that track, we stop it, in Redness, go on to the next track, Sarah said, I don't know if you realise, but I don't know if you heard those effects, but those sound effects were recorded by Eddie. He was actually in Kenya recording that, and these are his effects that he did.
So you got a credit, actually, on the Norfolk Magazine.
That's nice, rather than.
Excellent.
That's the only funny story I can tell you. Everything else is boring.
I don't believe that, Eddie.
Anyway.
Excellent.
But, okay. I mean, but and I always like doing the... auditions here, and for some reason I seem to you've got to make people comfortable in life, haven't you?
I remember vividly I had my audition with you, and when I first arrived, and I remember you just put me at my ease, very very relaxed.
It's mostly poor that you're going to think it, don't you? Well, seriously, don't you? You've got to you've got to soften people up. No, just be pleasant. Yes,
yeah, definitely, and of course. Chatterbox was remarkable in the sense that it did survive through COVID.
Oh, yes, brilliantly. I mean, old Stephen Cox, he was brilliant. So, unfortunately, when COVID came, Paul, we closed the studios here.
Well, inevitably.
Here, and so Stephen Cox had this brilliant idea. He had the readers reading down the telephones.
Mm.
And also, I think he did it in a better fashion by because you can put it down into the computer and send it as an audio feed, and then he edited this all up and put bits of music on, I believe.
Right.
Did a fantastic job, you
know.
Right. And he did, and then he took over the whole operation really when he got back to, because it slightly changed.
Yes.
He got back to the operation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So since when I haven't done it for 5-6 years. Well, I've had a good 6 years on it.
But you have been involved in the commercial recordings that we do.
Oh, yes.
And I know that as a reader, you know, I always look forward to doing recordings with you because it's very relaxed and you make sure we all enjoy ourselves.
Well, it's nothing, but I don't think that's about a 20th of the complexity, Paul.
Well,
the commercials.
yeah, but it's still, it's been a very important part of the chatbot.
I suppose it is, really.
You know, so, and of course, we've now moved on to other areas of recording with digital programs and putting it on as podcasts and so on.
Which I don't
and that's
have
not your really
not
your
really,
world,
no,
is
no,
it?
Not really.
Well, anyway, what I would like to say is that I think we at Chatterbox have been really fortunate to have you as a really important member of the team. You know, we can't do Chatterbox without sound recordists.
No, I think.
And you paved the way, really. Yeah. And you have had such a glittering career in Thames Television, Anglia Television, and then Chatterbox, which has to be the icing on the cake.
But in complexity, I mean, I have to say this is about 1% of my other...
Of course.
You know,
but so we're very lucky that you've been able to...
It's nice to be... some of my experience to be useful to someone, you know.
And someone with your skills are offering it out to other people, so that's
I'm
great.
Not particularly brilliant, you know. Not, you know what I mean.
I do. Anyway.
No. Okay.
Thank you very much, Eddie. That's been fascinating to chat with you.